Did you check this Who's That stuff? Did you check it? Pretty crazy, right?
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
This is like a time capsule.
I tweeted it out. It's hashtag Who's That, WHOSDAQ. Back in 2015, Jeremy White and Matt Collar kind of created it as who's going to be the Bills starting quarterback. They had all these guys, and we do stock updates every day. And then in 2018, they draft Josh Allen, and we kind of brought it back. It is a far, far better existence to be living today, wondering who the wide receivers are versus who the damn quarterback is, right? You got Josh Allen. It's amazing. Good stuff. Check it out at Sal Sports. In the meantime, let's head out right now to the Wester Hotline. I asked you, who's your favorite Bills draft pick from over the weekend? And a lot of you said exactly what I say. My favorite pick might be Landon Jackson of Arkansas, defensive end. I really like not only the floor, but maybe what the ceiling is for him. So I reached out to Trey Biddy. He is a writer at hogsports.com, also part of 103.7 The Buzz. He joins me on the Wester Hotline right now. Trey, it's Sal Capaccio here in Buffalo. Thanks for doing this today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Sal.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. All right, so Landon Jackson, just from a surface level, what could you tell Buffalo Bills fans about his game and what he brings?
Well, first of all, I mean, the person, Landon Jackson, I mean, a great, great young man. I mean, the interviews that I've had with him, just the interactions, I have never had a single moment where I was just like, oh, man, that guy's arrogant or that guy's, you know, doesn't show. Just his attitude, the way he interacts with the team, first of all, he was always a leader around here on and off. So getting a great person, I think, first of all. Secondly, you know, 6'6", 270, great measurables. Tested really well at the NFL Combine. And in fact, one of the best showings, I guess, ever for a defensive end. Had a 40.5-inch vertical jump, 10.9 broad jump. Some really impressive numbers, I think, that just kind of lend to what his potential could be moving forward. At Arkansas, multi-game star. I believe he started every game that he was available for. I mean, not the bowl game last year, obviously. A lot of guys opt out. But started every game the last 2 years. Originally transferred from LSU, was a top 100 prospect coming out of high school, but transferred from LSU, and was just very productive. He had 6.5 sacks. He had 3.5 sacks in a game against Alabama, at Alabama, in 2023. Last year had 6.5 sacks. You know, he's a guy that shows, I think, surprising speed, but also, you know, a good bull rush. I mean, he can give it to you a lot of different ways.
I read that he gained 40 pounds once he got to Arkansas.
Yeah.
He's at 264. I think he's up to maybe 280 right now. I think we got either way, but he's in the 270 range, yeah, let's say. How does he hold up against on the edge against the run?
Yeah, so he played at about 280, mm-hmm, at Arkansas. I think he got down to like 264 for the combine. You,
okay,
know, guys want to run,
yep,
good 40s and all that kind of stuff. But he probably, his playing weight's probably around 280. But, yeah, I mean, he played well against the run. I think Arkansas overall had one of the better defensive lines it's had the last couple of years, and Jackson was a big part of that. I think they'll definitely miss him this year. But, yeah, what was the first end of your question? You asked how he
– No, that's okay. How he held up against the run. I mean, at the NFL level, obviously, there's going to be guys that, you know, he's going to be, sure, taking on, you know, on the edge if he's going to be an edge setter, you know, and just,
yeah,
kind of what his body type is for being able to do that, considering he's had to gain this weight.
Yeah, no question. I don't think stopping the run for a guy like Landon Jackson is an issue. Obviously, you're going to be challenged with great players in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's also long. You know,
yep.
He is built like, you know, long torso guy, long arms. He is built like a defensive end, like how you draw him up, literally. But no, that's not going to be an issue for him, being stout against the run.
He has
the drive also.
He's kind of a clone of Greg Rousseau on the end for the Bills. Greg Rousseau is 6'7", 270, basically. They're the same guy.
Yeah, this is literally how they draw them up.
Yeah.
I mean, God didn't make a lot of people, you know, 6'6", 6'7", 280 pounds with fast twitch muscle fibers, but Landon's one of them.
And then on the pass rush, just a little bit more on that if you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just I know he had some numbers at Arkansas. How does he – What is his status or projection, I should say, at the next level to be able to get to the passer if they were to just put him in that role and say, you know, go get the quarterback?
Yeah, I think with further coaching, he'll just continue to improve. You know, he has really long arms. He does a good job of, you know, like getting one hand out and making it difficult for tackles to get to him. You know, he can make himself skinny. He can get inside. I just think with further development, because I remember him from when he was in high school and just seeing the progress he made from being tall and lanky to what he became at Arkansas. You know, I know he also has the drive to succeed. So, you know, you mentioned him putting on 40 pounds. He had an ankle injury at LSU before transferring to Arkansas. He played there as a true freshman, but he had an ankle injury, and that was one of the reasons that he initially had dropped some weight, and then they had to put it back on him.
Why did he transfer? This is a question now that obviously NFL executives ask a lot of these guys, because there's so many of them who do transfer, and there could be a lot of reasons. Why did he transfer?
Yeah. So for those who are not familiar with the state, there's an area called Texarkana, which is part in Texas, part in Arkansas. There's the Texarkana, Arkansas side and Texarkana, Texas side. He was on Texarkana, Texas side. But Landon had a lot of friends, family, and a history at the University of Arkansas. When he was being recruited, Chad Morris was the coach, who may have been the worst SEC coach in SEC history, I guess. That was a huge detriment to him coming to Arkansas. So he chose LSU. Fast forward, coaching change, and makes the decision to go to Arkansas. So Arkansas was always the school that he originally wanted to go to. It's just a lack of confidence, I think, in the staff, which I can't blame him for.
Trey Biddy joining us here on the West Her Hotline. I know it might not matter to a lot of people. It does for me, a guy that's covered the NFL and all these different guys that come in sometimes, that Landon Jackson, he's already married in his life. He has a golden lap. What is it? A mini golden doodle is what it is.
Yeah.
He has. It just seems to me, when I take all that, he seems like a really grounded individual. Going back to what you said a little bit earlier, how do you think a guy like that could just come right into an NFL locker room at guys with all stages of their lives?
Yeah, well, he's very mature, obviously.
Yep.
Married, I guess, last summer, I believe. To a beautiful girl. I mean, he nailed it. I think he's just kind of shows that he is the kind of guy that knows, you know, what he wants and, you know, is a good person. And that to me is so important. You know, we talk about these guys so much in terms of like what they can do for you on the field and stuff, but, you know, character matters too. And character, if you have ability like Landon does, having the character to go along with it, I think just amplifies what he could be.
And, of course, it certainly matters for the Buffalo Bills. They like to say they bring in guys who have the Bills DNA. Landon Jackson, their third-round pick, defensive end out of Arkansas. Trey, you watch a lot of SEC football. You have, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you can talk as much or as little about this as you want, but the Bills, their first four picks all came from the SEC. Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky, TJ Sanders from South Carolina, Deion Walker from Kentucky. Anything you could say about any of those guys you remember watching or anything about their games?
I don't. Arkansas never played South Carolina or Kentucky this year, or the last few years. So they have not. They just have not come up on the cycle for Arkansas. In fact, I think the last time Arkansas played Kentucky was 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I can't give you a whole lot of insight into those guys because I may have seen them obviously watching SEC games, but you know hadn't focused on them or done a breakdown of each player like I would have done had Arkansas played them.
But you do know generally, obviously, you can't really go wrong if you're trying to pick from the top of the SEC pool.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of talent in this region of the country.
Yep.
The SEC, although the Big Ten's closing, I guess they got 18 teams, but, they closed the gap a little bit. But, you know, there's a reason that more players are drafted out of the SEC than any other conference and have been for a number of years.
Hey, before I let you go, what's the reaction been to the basketball season and John Calipari? We watch from afar Alabama here a little bit because Nate Oates, as you know, was at the University of Buffalo before he went to Alabama. And obviously that's a bit of a rivalry, but the season that Calipari had, where they went in the NCAA tournament, what's been the reaction there?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was such a roller coaster because they started off so slow. It's 0-5 in SEC play. You got Kentucky fans and everything that's put out. Hey, we told you it was going to be like this and all this kind of stuff. So that was, I think, very frustrating for Arkansas fans, especially knowing the amount of money that was spent on some of the transfer players and them not producing. And then things just started happening. You needed this guy. This guy got injured and this guy had to step up, and he did. And it just happened over and over and over again with one player after another until ultimately you had this cohesive unit that made it to the NCAA tournament, made a nice run to the Sweet 16, could have gone farther. Obviously, there was that game against Texas Tech easily could have gone a different way, and they made it to the Elite Eight. But fans are excited about John Calipari at Arkansas. Obviously, he's a legendary coach. He does things his own way a little bit differently, but there's definitely a buzz about basketball at Arkansas and in the SEC. I mean, what this conference has done over the last several years, really since the implementation of the SEC network and Mike Swab basically saying, hey, boost basketball, because there was a time where two, three teams were making it into the NCAA tournament out of this conference. The legion of coaches that have been hired over the years to lead these programs, it's incredible how far SEC basketball has come in the last decade plus.
Trey, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. I know that you have your own duties over there on the radio, 103.7 The Buzz, and of course, Hog Sports. And everybody can find Trey on social media, on Twitter, at Trey, with a Y, at Trey Biddy. And if you have any more questions about Landon Jackson, that's where you can read up all about him and ask him. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it today.
Yeah, thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it. Yep, that is Trey Biddy. Really appreciate him coming on. We're going to have John Scott from here in Buffalo, Channel 2, WGRZ, TV2 Sports Director. And he is an Ohio State fan, so we can talk with him about Jordan Hancock. Jordan Hancock's a really interesting player. I mean, again, I don't want to go as far as say he's a Cam Lewis replacement, because, folks, I don't think the Bills are looking to replace Cam Lewis. But I do think what Jordan Hancock does, which we'll talk about with John Scott, and I'll ask him what he thinks, because he could take into account the whole Bills roster. The way I look at it is, now maybe Cam Lewis can become either a backup safety or a backup nickel corner and stay kind of in one of those roles, whereas Jordan Hancock could be the other role, right? I think you get flexibility back there with both of them. But that's Jordan Hancock. That's coming up at 11. That was Trey Biddy I just had on right now talking about Landon Jackson. Bill's rookie minicamp is in a week and a half. Not this weekend, but next weekend is Bill's rookie minicamp. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the roster and how it shapes up, getting your thoughts on your best, your favorite pick, and your least favorite pick. I have asked that on Twitter, at Sal Sports. I'll read a couple of those, your favorite pick and your least favorite pick, and then we'll get to John Scott at 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.